说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, Ellie's. This is Chinese Pod, and I'm Ken Carroll.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
Now we're at the restaurant.
Yes, we're getting a table for three.
We're looking for a table for three. That's right. Again, another focus here for this, Ellie, is on natural language. So the speed is fairly fast.
Yes.
The vocabulary isn't particularly challenging, but it's very natural and it's spoken in a natural way. So that's want to emphasize the idiomatic nature of speaking Chinese, because that really will make the difference in how you sound and how you comprehend, for that matter.
Mm.
Okay, so let's go to the restaurant. Let's hear what happens three times and then we'll come back and we'll take a look at it.
对话第一遍。
小姐，三个人的桌子有吗？
订过吗？
没有。
那要等一下。
要等多久？
一个小时左右。
啊？开玩笑。
第二遍。
小姐，三个人的桌子有吗？
订过吗？
没有。
那要等一下。
要等多久？
一个小时左右。
啊？开玩笑。
第三遍。
小姐，三个人的桌子有吗？
订过吗？
没有。
那要等一下。
要等多久？
一个小时左右。
啊？开玩笑。
Oh, I love the way he said, ah?
Yeah. His impatience. Yeah, yeah. Interesting. Now, why don't you go through it and I'll translate it.
好。小姐，三个人的桌子有吗？
Miss, do you have a table for three?
小姐，三个人的桌子有吗？
Miss, do you have a table for three?
小姐，三个人的桌子有吗？订过吗？
Have you booked it?
订过吗？
Did you reserve one?
订过吗？没有。
No.
没有。
No.
没有。那要等一下。
Well, in that case, you'll have to wait a bit.
那要等一下。
Well, then you're gonna have to wait.
那要等一下。要等多久？
How long do we have to wait?
要等多久？
How long do we have to wait?
要等多久？一个小时左右。
About an hour.
一个小时左右。
About an hour.
一个小时左右。啊？开玩笑。
Are you kidding?
啊？开玩笑。
You've got to be kidding.
啊？开玩笑。
Yeah, this seems to be a very popular restaurant.
对啊。Well, at least the food is good.
It sounds like it. Yeah, you've got to wait for an hour. Well, he's not prepared to do that, obviously.
对。
Because, well, who can? Who could sit in a restaurant waiting for an hour? But anyway, so the language is, it allows us as a vehicle for useful language here. I think that's the idea. Now, so let's see. Asking for a table, you know, this is the phrase. This is how the lexis works in Chinese. You're asking for a table for three.
三个人的桌子有吗？三个人的桌子有吗？
So, 三个人的桌子有吗？
对。
So, nice, rich, lexical sort of density there. That's how it happens. So, literally translated, that would be...
Three people's table.
Yeah. Three people's table.
三个人的桌子。
Yeah, 三个人的桌子。Three people's table. And then, do you have?
有吗？有吗？
有吗？Now that is really useful. You can pretty much use any noun that you're looking for and then put in the
有吗？
有吗？Do you have that?
是的。
So the waiter is like,
订过吗？订过吗？
订过吗？
Now,
tell us about this.
订, the verb means to reserve or to book.
Yes.
And 过 here means have you.
Yes.
So 订过吗?
Yeah.
Have you booked?
Yes. Good. Have you booked the table? Yeah. Now.
没有。没有。
没有。So fairly straightforward. No, we haven't booked a table.
Yes.
And the bad news is that.
那要等一下。 那要等一下。
This is very tight lexis again. It's really useful. Tell us about this. 那要。
Well, 那 means, well, in that case.
Yeah.
要等一下
Yeah.
You need to wait for a while.
You need, well then, in that case, you need to wait for a while. Yeah.
等一下 wait for a while.
Yeah.
And 要 means need to.
Right. Good.
And in the next sentence, it's a similar structure.
Yeah.
要等多久
Yes.
要等多久
Yeah. So, I need to wait
for how long?
How long?
多久
Yeah. Now again, this is such a common phrase, this kind of thing.
对
So let's hear it again.
要等多久
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 Yeah, how long do we need to wait?
Mm.
Now we have another fabulous little phrase here.
一个小时左右
So, 一个小时 meaning 1 hour.
Yes.
Now, and this phrase around, about, what is that?
左右
左右
That's like the star, the gem in today's lesson.
It is actually. The tones on that are, just to look at it, what are the tones?
Third and fourth.
Third and fourth. So let's hear it again.
左右
左右 meaning around or about、mm. or...
Yes, roughly.
Roughly、like、speaking.
But、yes. literally 左右 means left, right.
Great.、Mm. Think of it. It's a very interesting little metaphor.
So it's like draws a sort of proximity.
That's right.、It could be on this side, could be on that side of an hour, I guess. Could be left of it, could be right of、mm. it. 左右
And you can pretty much use 左右 any context as you would use about in English.
That's right.
Yes.、
Yeah.
So how old are you? About 20.
About 20, yeah.
20岁左右
How long do you need to come over here? Oh, about 10 minutes.
10分钟左右
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
How much do you make a month?
Ah.
100块左右、
oh, yeah.
Obviously a lie
Yeah So 左右 is a super phrase And it's easy to remember because it's left right
对
There you go Think of your left hand Your right hand Now、here's another good phrase You've got to be kidding
开玩笑开玩笑
Good Now the verb here is to
开
开 meaning to
open
Literally to open
对、
yeah. And the 玩笑 meaning
A joke
A joke
I think for English speakers The temptation would be saying 你在开玩笑 You're kidding
Yeah
and,、the idiomatic The natural way is 开玩笑
开玩笑 Yeah Now that could be I'm joking as well If you were making a joke You would say Ah
开玩笑
开玩笑、mm. Or you're are you kidding? You can also say it
like, 开玩笑
开玩笑 And it implies Are you kidding? You're、mm. kidding Or I'm not taking that serious Okay So that's your restaurant tables、
mm.
Not always easy to get them around here But let's listen to that 3 more times And we'll be back in a second
好
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia And the question for you isFor what test does ChinesePod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, ChinesePod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
对话第一遍
小姐三个人的桌子有吗
订过吗
没有
那要等一下
要等多久
一个小时左右
啊开玩笑
第二遍
小姐三个人的桌子有吗
订过吗
没有
那要等一下
要等多久
一个小时左右
啊开玩笑
第三遍
小姐三个人的桌子有吗
订过吗
没有
那要等一下
要等多久
一个小时左右
啊开玩笑
Now, is it common to have to wait an hour for a table around here? What do you think, Jenny?
Well, in some really good popular restaurants, you might need to, but most people would give up.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine waiting an hour unless it was some special restaurant.
But I've been to a really popular hot pot restaurant in Shanghai.
Yeah.
And the waiting time is, you know, around 20 minutes to half an hour.
Yeah.
But they very cleverly installed like video games,
wow,
comic books, computer
but
games.
Couldn't they just put a table in there?
That's true. But maybe they want to create the buzz.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the euphoria, you need to wait for that long, so the food must be good.
But it is a feature around here, though. You'll see one restaurant is totally jammed and people are lined upstairs, and the one next door is empty, but nobody will go into it because, you know, you go, you can read that as a sign, of course, around here. Right?
Mm.
If the others aren't going there, there's a reason people know where the good stuff is.
Yep.
So you read that as a sign.
Always follow the crowd.
Exactly. And I hope you're following the crowd to ChinesePod.com.
Ooh.
We're not all followers. We're not asking you to be followers here. But there is a trend here. And I hope it's a place where you'll meet other learners and meet us and spend time and look at the patterns and do the whole thing.
Brilliant.
Yeah. We will be back again tomorrow with another lesson. But right now it's time to say
再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
1046.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/1046 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/1046.